Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. President Draupadi Murmu today said, amid global instability, India is setting an example to the world by emerging as a pillar of economic, social and political stability. Addressing the joint sitting of both the Houses of Parliament at the beginning of the budget session this morning, the President said her government is working with unprecedented pace for the development of the country and to ensure welfare of the people with a vision to reform, perform and transform. President Murmu also expressed confidence that the future generations of the country will witness a developed, strong, capable and prosperous India by 2047.
मेरी सरकार के एक दशक के कार्यकाल ने विकसित भारत की यात्रा को नई ऊर्जा दी है. विकसित भारत के विजन में जन भागीदारी का सामूहिक सामर्थ्य है. देश की आर्थिक उन्नति का रोड मैप है. डिजिटल क्रांति के रूप में टेक्नोलॉजी की ताकत है और आधुनिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर आधार भी है.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said President Murmu's address was a resonant outline of India's path towards building a Viksit Bharat. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, President Murmu highlighted initiatives across sectors and underscored the importance of all-round as well as futuristic development. He said the address also included inspiring roadmaps for achieving the goals the government has set with a spirit of unity and determination. Rashtrapati Bhavan has clarified that President Draupadi Murmu was not tired at any point during her address today. It said in a statement that comments by some prominent leaders of Congress Party have hurt the dignity of the high office and are unacceptable. It added that such comments are in poor taste, unfortunate and entirely avoidable. Rashtrapati Bhavan said President Murmu believes that speaking up for the marginalized communities, women and farmers can never be tiring. It expressed belief that the Congress leaders may not be acquainted with the idiom and discourse in Indian languages such as Hindi and formed a wrong impression. The economic survey was tabled in the Parliament today after President Murmu's address to the joint sitting of both the houses. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman presented the survey, which estimates country's real GDP to grow by 6.4% in the financial year 2025. The economic survey says the growth is likely to range between 6.3% and 6.8% in the next financial year. The economic survey highlights that the fundamentals of the domestic economy remain robust, with calibrated fiscal consolidation and stable private consumption. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed confidence that the budget session of Parliament will infuse new confidence and energy in attaining the goal of Viksit Bharat by 2047. Addressing the media ahead of the start of the budget session of Parliament, Mr. Modi said in 2047, when India will complete 100 years of independence, the country will fulfill its resolve of Viksit Bharat. Chief Economic Advisor, CEA, Dr. V. Ananthanageshwaran has said that agriculture is the sector of the future, as there is enough scope to raise the contribution of agriculture by 0.75% to 1% in terms of GDP growth. Briefing the media in New Delhi after the tabling of the economic survey in Parliament, Mr. Nageshwaran said the area under micro-irrigation has increased threefold. He said in terms of infrastructure, India has done well with new airports, trains and reduced turnaround times at ports. The CEA said the value of trade affected by new import restrictions has surged from $170 billion in 2014-2015 to over $1.3 trillion today, highlighting a shift towards strategic competition in global trade. In the ICC Under-19 Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, defending champions India thrashed England by 9 wickets in the second semi-final in Kuala Lumpur to seal a spot in the final. India will face South Africa in the title clash on Sunday. And in T20 cricket, the fourth of the 5-match series between India and England will be played in Pune's Maharashtra Cricket Association Stadium today. The match is scheduled to begin at 7 p.m. The men in blue are currently leading the 5-match series 2-1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.